The new U.S. ambassador to Luxembourg has Catholics and religious conservatives up in arms. James Hormel became the nation's first openly gay ambassador this week when President Clinton bypassed Congress to install him. Hormel, a San Francisco philanthropist, is an heir to the Austin, Minnesota-based Hormel Foods Corporation fortune. Robert Knight of the Family Research Council says Hormel's appointment shows Clinton's contempt for traditional morality, marriage, and sexual fidelity. Officials in Luxembourg, where 97% of the population is Catholic, say they would welcome Hormel as an ambassador. They don't have a problem with it there. Only we do over here. Yet he's going to be their ambassador. Hey, America. Can I get your attention, please? It's an ambassadorship to Luxembourg, for God's sakes. What possible harm can this guy do as an ambassador to little old Luxembourg? Shut your yaps and go do something productive with your day, would you? Doesn't the lawn need mowing around your house or something? Holy buckets. Get a life. There's a gay guy in Luxembourg. A gay guy in Luxembourg. There's a gay guy in Luxembourg. Not just any old gay guy either. An ambassador. He's going to make decisions that are, well, gay, I suppose. He'll talk to dignitaries in a gay fashion, and otherwise just plain comport himself in a way that can only be described as, I don't know, gay. This cannot stand. Luxembourg is going to need a new ambassador. It's just going to need a new ambassador, because they're going to get a distorted impression of the United States. Otherwise, they're not going to see us for what we really are. They're no longer going to have that John Wayne image we've sold them, that Rambo thing. It'll all go to hell. As this new image is one of Richard Simmons and Merv Griffin doing the tango. So much for the Dirty Harry ideal we worked so hard for. Out goes Bruce Willis, in comes Charles Nelson Reilly. All of Luxembourg is going to see us in a different way now. All 400 of the Luxembourg citizens, if there are that many, they'll see us in a new light. A sort of, oh, I don't know, pastel pink glow, I suppose. Ick. Folks, ask yourself this. What does an ambassador to Luxembourg do that affects your life in any way whatsoever? The answer? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. So go work an hour at a soup kitchen, or do something more enlightening than studying the work of James Hormel on the other side of the Atlantic, because it's really irrelevant. Worry about the gay plumber you have working in your bathroom. Yeah. Oh, you didn't know he was gay? Well, you were a little busy with your eyes across the Atlantic then, weren't you? Forgot to check right under your own nose. It's like Joe McCarthy said, ladies and gentlemen, there's one in every neighborhood. Old Charlie the plumber, yeah, turns out he's gay. And you let him work on your bathtub? You know what gay guys do to bathtubs when they get their hands on them? And your insurance man. It's just possible that he may be, gay as well. Which means you may have just purchased gay insurance. Tough one to tell the boys at the VFW club, huh? Of course, one of them could be gay, too, which means a gay guy may have just bought you a drink.